Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll meet one of Minnesota's best warriors, and we'll learn about an upcoming career fair bringing veterans and employers together. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
During this time of year, our thoughts often turn to patriotic events such as Memorial Day, Flag Day, and the 4th of July. Many of our patriotic events came about as a result of citizen soldiers and airmen who stood up and defended their nation. Our National Guard is truly America's fighting force, standing ever ready and reliable to serve our nation at home or abroad. Our National Guard deploys its hometown military and civilian members every day, everywhere in the world, to protect our homeland, to recover from disasters, and to defend our freedoms. We do this often at a fraction of the cost of an active duty component. Simply put, the National Guard is a great value for America. The United States is at a critical juncture in its history. Although the threats to our nation at home and abroad have not diminished, the fiscal reality is that there are looming decreases in the Department of Defense budget on the horizon. In the resource-constrained future, the new operational National Guard is the most cost-effective element of an overall Department of Defense capability. The National Guard provides a value-added, dollar-for-dollar impact across the spectrum of DoD requirements. However, in order for the Guard to succeed in the future strategic environment, both at home and abroad, it will require us to serve in a continued and strengthened operational capacity. I would like to thank all those family members and employers who have sacrificed, along with our soldiers and airmen, to make the Minnesota National Guard a viable and valuable resource to the people of Minnesota and the citizens of the United States of America.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. The Minnesota National Guard will host the 2017 Army National Guard Best Warrior Competition at Camp Ripley Training Center, July 18th to the 20th. The best NCOs and soldiers from the seven regions across the United States will compete for the opportunity to represent the National Guard at the Army's Best Warrior Competition. And here to help us understand that entire competition is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. Sergeant Major, welcome back to the studio.
Well, good afternoon, Tom. It's great to be with you in the studio once again.
Sergeant Major, it seems like we've talked quite often about these Best Warrior competitions, and they're in full throw now. And as I just read, you're going to have the Best Warrior competition for the Army National Guard for 2017 up at our favorite place, Camp Ripley.
Yes, we most certainly are. And like we've spoken before, this is the national level competition, and the competition starts at the lowest level, so the company level, and progresses right on up through all of the ranks, the different echelons of our organization. And our soldier competed, like I said, at the lowest level, went through, competed at our state competition, won that. We sent the soldier off to our region, Region 4. And he won at the region, and now we, Minnesota, the National Guard, has the opportunity to host the national competition. So this is across the entire Army National Guard.
So that must not come to Minnesota very often.
No, it doesn't. This is the third state. We are the third state that 'll be hosting this competition, and it'll rotate year after year throughout the United States.
Yeah, Sergeant Major, we have the Sergeant Major that's assigned to run the national competition at Camp Ripley with us today. Would you like to introduce him?
Yeah, I sure would. You know, and before I do that, I just want to say that it takes a lot to do what we're doing. And we've got to dig into our team and find the right people to do the job. And I'm glad that I've got Sergeant Major Darren Mione here, who's been doing just yeoman's work for us, leading a great team out of our three shop, our planning shop as well, to put together this competition. So Sergeant Major Darren Mione is here with us.
Sergeant Major Mione, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Sergeant Major, I understand you've been thinking about this for at least a year because you went last year to watch him do this competition. Where was that?
That was in Massachusetts last year, Tom.
And you learned some things out there, and you've been pulling together a team ever since.
Yeah, that's correct. We started our planning process in June of last year out in Massachusetts at their event where we received our initial guidance from the Army National Guard Command Sergeant Major, and we came back to Minnesota, built our team, and we've been going strong ever since.
So can you tell us, we've gone through a couple stages here. We've had the Minnesota competition, the regional competition. I assume that you were monitoring all that and cheering for some favorite soldiers.
Yeah, that's correct. We held our state competition back in April, and then in May we went down to Iowa for the Region 4 competition. And at all these levels, we take a lot of notes and watch how other people are doing things. We ask a lot of questions, talk to the competitors to see what they liked about various things, and we use all of that information to help build our plan for our event.
We're talking about the 2017 Army National Guard Best Warrior Competition at Camp Ripley Training Center, July 18th to the 20th on Minnesota Military Radio. Sergeant Major Mayone, how many guests are you expecting to come to Camp Ripley, competitors and other folks?
Yeah, so starting on Monday, July the 10th, for the next couple of weeks, we'll at any given time expect somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 to 200 total people. And that'll be separated amongst competitors, of which there will be 14, probably 75 to 80 primary support staff, and then a lot of observers from across the nation that want to come and cheer on competitors or watch their own competitors if they're the ones that are competing in the event. So there'll be a lot of people up there.
So, Sergeant Major, how many days do they compete?
There will be 4 days of competition. And the rest is a lot of train-up or practice work and then a lot of rehearsals for my staff to make sure that we're doing the best job we can do to execute the events.
So you're testing these warriors on their mental and physical abilities.
That's absolutely true. Part of our initial planning guidance from the Army National Guard Command Sergeant Major was to stress them, but don't break them. And that means for both physically and mentally. And I think the event that we... or the competition that we've got planned over those 4 days is going to hit the mark on that.
Sergeant Major Wortham, I know you enjoy this competition every year, but Camp Ripley is particularly suited to hold this event, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, we talk about it being that secret up here in the north, or the jewel of the north, as we like to call it once in a while. And this is just such a great stage to showcase Camp Ripley, the assets, the resources, and really show to the rest of the Army National Guard what we are capable of doing here in Minnesota. And quite honestly, a part of it will also hopefully drum up some additional business. Not that they're not busy enough, but it's a great opportunity or resource for other National Guard units to come and train at Camp Ripley as well.
Sergeant Major Mayone, can you tell us, why does the National Guard and the Army hold these competitions?
Yeah, they hold these competitions for, you know, I think a few different reasons, not the least of which is it helps esprit de corps, it helps morale of the soldiers, and it really gets us out there in front of a number of different organizations to kind of really show what we can do, what we bring to the fight for the big Army. Yeah, so I think there's a variety of reasons why they do it, not the least of which is for the esprit de corps and the morale of the individual soldiers. And there's some team building that goes into that as well. And we do a lot of work across the National Guard regions to kind of bring us all together. And then it's also, from the Army National Guard perspective, it's to find the top NCO and the top soldier to send them off to the All-Army competition in hopes that we can then represent the Army as a whole with the best NCO and or soldier.
Sergeant Major Wortham, when this opens up for a competition here in Minnesota, do you have trouble finding enough NCOs that want to compete?
Yeah, I would say that early on, we used to find a little bit more of a difficult time. However, the thought process has changed, and I believe that our soldiers really view or see the importance of the ability for them to compete, because quite honestly, this also helps their career, and this brings additional opportunities to the soldiers that that compete in the competition as well. So we have a very full competition now at the state level. And, of course, then at the region level as well.
And so if your NCOs have had some success in the warrior competition and done all their other training and everything else, when you have your annual reviews for promotions, that has something to do with it.
Oh, it absolutely helps them out in their career. And then, like I said, it opens up other opportunities for additional military schools, other training events that we might be able to send them to as a reward for them competing and of course, winning.
Sergeant Majors, we have to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll be honored today. We have Staff Sergeant Daniel Sebo with us, who won the state competition and the region competition, and we're going to ask him how tough that was when we come back. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking about the Minnesota National Guard hosting the 2017 Army National Guard Best Warrior Competition at Camp Ripley Training Center, July 18th to the 20th. The best NCOs and soldiers from the seven regions across the United States will compete for the opportunity to represent the National Guard at the Army's Best Warrior Competition. And our guests have been Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham and Sergeant Major Darren Mione. And gentlemen, we have the pleasure today of having the winner of the state competition here, and he also went down and won the regional competition down in Iowa. Sergeant Major, do you want to introduce him?
Yeah, I absolutely do, and just real proud of this young man, and I know he's going to represent the Minnesota Army National Guard very well at Camp Ripley here in just a few weeks. But Staff Sergeant Daniel Sebo to represent the Minnesota Army National Guard at the Army National Guard's Best Warrior Competition.
Staff Sergeant Sebo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm really interested in this. You look like you're pretty fit. You could go out and do the Murphy Challenge or whatever else you wanted to do. But can you tell me, when did you decide to sign up for this year's state competition?
Well, Tom, I decided to sign up for this year's state competition after coming in as runner-up at last year's state competition.
You look pretty determined when you're telling me that answer, so
that
I'm not
going to
get in the way of that one. And so how long ago did this whole process start?
Really training up for this year's competition began right around January timeframe when I set forth on that idea of moving forward in the state competition with the ultimate goal of continuing on and performing well at regionals.
So how many soldiers participated in the state competition, roughly? Sergeant Major, did anybody have the answer to that?
Yeah, we had 15 competitors at this year's state event.
All from the Minnesota Army National Guard.
Yes. Yep.
And remember, that was whittling it down. So, you know, each of the major organizations held their competitions. And so what we had at the state competition was representation from the brigade level, not the entire, you know, from down to that company level like I had talked about earlier.
Now, Staff Sergeant Sebo, I understand that the state, the national, and coming up in the and these regional and coming up in these nationals, you're not really sure what they're going to give you to go through. But when you went and competed against these 14 other soldiers of the state competition, what type of events did you have to participate in?
Well, Tom, it was a wide range of events, anywhere from written essays, multiple choice exams, review boards, to ruck marches, PT tests, and stress fires.
So whoever was running those competitions was putting you through the ringer a little bit.
Exactly.
How tough was it?
It was one of the more challenging events I've ever done. I've competed in several Ironmans in the past, and truthfully, training and competing in the Best Warrior competition was right up there, if not above, when it comes to the stressors they place on us and the level of competition we're against.
Now, was that over a few days as well?
The Ironman was a one-day event.
But the state competition was more than one day?
Roger.
Okay, and then you came out on top of that one, where you look determined, so I wouldn't have gotten in between you. But that means you get to go to the regional, which was down in Iowa, and were there a similar amount of soldiers from the area down there?
Yes, there were a time. I believe it was 14 competitors down at Iowa for the regional competition.
Yeah, Sergeant Major Mione, were you down at that one?
Yeah, we typically try to accompany our soldiers when they go off to the regional events to make sure that they've got all of the support that they require down there.
So that was a multiple-day event as well?
Yep, that's a four-day event as well, and it spans a number of different events to test both the physical and the mental agility of our soldiers.
Sergeant Sebo, you had some different tests down in Iowa?
Yes, we did. It was very similar to the state competition as far as the tasks we were doing, but the competition level and the level of other competitors had stepped up a little bit and really pushed me to go beyond what I had previously done at the state competition.
So you were pretty determined at that one as well.
Yes, I was, Tom.
And good competition.
Very good competition and healthy competition. The camaraderie we had and the connections we built with just the caliber of NCOs and soldiers that were competing are going to be relationships and friendships that I'm planning on maintaining.
Throughout your career, you'll probably see some of those guys.
Oh, yes.
And they'll come back and say, I almost got you.
Staff Sergeant Sebo probably doesn't know this, Tom, but it came down to the very final event at the regional competition, and Staff Sergeant Sebo needed to win that event in order to be proclaimed the winner of the Regional 4 competition. So it came right down to the wire.
And what was the last event?
That was the ruck march, Tom.
And how far was that?
12 miles.
And how heavy was the ruck?
35 pounds.
I'm getting tired just listening to this. Sergeant Major Wortham, were you down at that one too?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go there, and you know, thank goodness Sergeant Major Mion was available to represent me down there, and I wish I could have been there because it's always a great event, and it's great to see these warriors competing it out.
And Sergeant Siebel, you had no idea that last event was make or break it.
I did not, Tom. And when it came down to it, the individual who was just ahead of me for the first 6 miles was the individual who came in as runner-up for the regionals.
We're talking to the Minnesota National Guard, which will be hosting the 2017 Army National Guard Best Warrior Competition at Camp Ripley Training Center on July 18th and 20th. And this is Minnesota Military Radio. Sergeant Major Mion, the national competition going to be at Camp Ripley. We talked about the fact in the previous segment that you've got to pull this all together. Sergeant Sebo doesn't know what he's going to go through yet, does he?
Yeah, there's a lot of consideration that has to go into the planning, particularly when the host state has an actual competitor in there. We want to make sure we're as transparent as possible to not give, you know, any indication of an unfair advantage to our competitor. So part of our planning guidance as we went through this, I made sure that our staff was well aware of the fact that we needed to keep all of this very close hold. So Sergeant Major Wortham will attest to the fact that there's very few people that actually know what this competition is going to be comprised of, and that's because we don't want anybody that's coming in from any of the regions to know what's in store for them.
Sergeant Siebel, you must know by now, after the state and the regional, that it's going to be physical, it's going to be mental, and you're still training. Are you ready?
There's always going to be more to train on, Tom. I feel I'm as well prepared as I can be, but I'm not going to stop studying or training until the competition actually starts.
Well, you, like I said a couple of times, you look pretty determined. I wouldn't bet against you winning the whole thing. So good luck up there. Give her a heck and do us proud.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Sergeant Major Mion, I know that you wanted to talk about an event that's coming up with the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, I'd like to just put a plug out there for the Minnesota Twins are holding their Armed Services Appreciation Day on Sunday, July 23rd. Game time is 1:10 p.m., and I believe they're playing the Detroit Tigers. The Twins always do a very nice job of putting together a nice day and recognizing soldiers throughout the state of Minnesota. And this year's theme is going to be the 100th anniversary of our own Red Bull Division. And we'll also do some recognition for our 1st Brigade Combat Team on the 10-year anniversary of the longest deployment in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
So that'll be the Minnesota Twins Armed Forces Appreciation Day. What day was that, sir?
That's Sunday, July 23rd.
And who's eligible to get some tickets and go down to that?
Well, I know the Minnesota Army National Guard has some tickets that we're donating out to our individual soldiers. But we would ask anybody from the community to go ahead and buy a ticket and come on down and support our Minnesota Army National Guard and soldiers in general.
Sergeant Major Wortham, the Minnesota Twins are a yellow ribbon company here in Minnesota, and they do a lot to support the troops here in Minnesota.
Yeah, they sure do. And, you know, we really appreciate the relationship that we have with Minnesota Twins and, you know, of course, the Minnesota Wild and our professional teams and organizations throughout the state.
Sergeant Major, are you going to be traveling to Europe again, or are you going to be here for the national competition?
No, I will be here for the national competition. I have full faith and confidence in Sergeant Major Mion and his team, but this event is too important for me not to be here because we've got a lot of people coming in from across the country to put eyes on this thing. And I just want to let the audience know that they can follow the action. For those that are familiar with social media, hashtag Best Warrior. It will be the key to plug in, and the pictures and the stories will start popping up. And our PAO, you know, they do a wonderful job sharing the stories of the Minnesota Guard. Well, they've got an opportunity to share the stories of the Army National Guard and the Best Warriors, the competition that's going on right up at Camp Ripley.
Wouldn't be surprised if Sergeant Ben was up there taking some photos and some videos, sir. And you've got an opportunity to show a lot of folks from all across the country one of the best training facilities there is.
Yeah, we sure do. And I've already coordinated a course with your favorite public affairs person, Colonel Olson. And he said it's all hands on deck up at Camp Ripley. Public affairs will be extremely involved, very highly involved. And we'll even have a national PAO team coming in from National Guard Bureau.
And I'm sure Colonel St. Salver, the garrison commander, is all ready for this, too, and he'll be cheering everybody on.
That whole team is ready to go up at Camp Ripley, so we're really looking forward to it. And sending Staff Sergeant Siebel off to the all Army competition in October. That'll be the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Sergeant Major, just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, Tom, I just want to say thanks for letting us come in and talk about this. It's just a great opportunity, again, to share the story about the Minnesota National Guard. And publicly, I'll say thanks to Sergeant Major Mione and wish the best of luck to our non-commissioned officer of the year from the Minnesota National Guard, Staff Sergeant Daniel Sebo.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming in, and good luck up at Camp Ripley. And Sergeant Sebo, give her heck. We're pulling for you. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Stay tuned. In a moment, we're going to talk about an upcoming career fair linking veterans and employers so that they can do some good for each other. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to learn about an upcoming career fair linking veterans and employers. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
July is Hire a Veteran Month in Minnesota. The governor has proclaimed this month to create awareness of the talent and character employers will find when they hire veterans. Who are the movers and shakers in your community? They may not boast about their service, but if you ask, you will find that many of them are veterans. They are the leaders who take initiative when something needs to be done. Give them the opportunity and they will exceed your highest standard. The men and women who have worn the uniform are driven to succeed. They are poised and ready for their next mission, their mission back home in Minnesota. This mission will be in companies and small businesses across the state. If you are looking for a smart, dependable employee, look to a veteran. For additional information on how to hire a veteran, go to MinnesotaVeteran.org.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelato. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Our guest today on this segment is going to be Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Jim manages 35 veteran employment representatives that cover the state from 47 workforce centers. Current mission includes providing employment assistance, job development and referral, supportive services, and a seamless reintegration for eligible veterans of all ages and eras. And Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom.
You haven't been on here for about a year now. Where you been, Jim?
Well, doing the work of the people of Minnesota, specifically veterans.
Taking care of our veterans, make sure they get reemployed once they get discharged from the military.
That's right. I've got an incredible team that's stationed around the state of Minnesota, as you mentioned, out of the workforce centers. We're all veterans, and we're very passionate about this.
And you're an Army veteran.
I am.
Back in my era, the Vietnam era.
The age of sandals.
And where did you serve and what did you do?
I was infantry, 11 Bravo Infantry, and I was stationed out of Fort Lewis, Washington State, which is now, I think, Lewis McChord, Joint Base Lewis McChord. But it was just typically day-to-day operations of an infantry unit.
And you began your career with the state of Minnesota 40 years ago, Jim.
1977, I went over 40 years in March.
And you've been working on veterans issues for all of those decades.
You know, for most of them, Tom, I've held different positions within the department. I've been a job service manager out in the workforce centers. For a while, our department was into what they used to refer to as job analysis, which is a process of looking at specific skills required on a job and then looking at the kind of training that is needed to get those skills developed. So that was something that we worked with on employers and pretty much all over Minnesota. And then I've done various other things. I've worked as a project manager, and I even worked in the unemployment insurance unit for a while.
Done a few things in 40 years, Jim. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, also called DEED. Give us an overall picture. What's the mission there?
So DEED is the state's Economic Development and Workforce Development Agency. We're the state workforce agency. We operate actually between 50 and 60 different programs, the funding that flows through DEED. So we've got a lot of partners. DEED is about 1,500 employees strong, so we're one of the larger agencies. But our mission is, again, helping people find jobs, helping businesses thrive by supplying them with the kind of talents and skill sets that they need to make their businesses grow. Deed has been working on, over the past couple of years, focusing on family-sustaining wage jobs. So that's our goal, and it's certainly our goal with veterans, is to get them into jobs so that they can raise a family on here in Minnesota.
So family-sustaining wage jobs.
Correct.
We report, or you hear in the news, that in Minnesota our unemployment rate is low, but I maintain, and I think you agree, that there are a lot of people out there that are underemployed, which means they're working part-time jobs and they're having trouble making ends meet.
Right, right. In fact, that's our challenge in Minnesota. A huge number, percentage of people are in that situation. And again, they're either working two jobs, they're working a job without benefits, they're working a job that's significantly below their skill level because it's all they could find, or their pay level. And so our goal is to, especially with this career fair, is to attract great Minnesota employers. And the ones that we focused on were ones that had family-sustaining wage jobs. And they come in all shapes and sizes. It's not just big companies that have that kind of a situation. There's a lot of great smaller and mid-sized companies in Minnesota that answer that call.
We're speaking with Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development on Minnesota Military Radio. Jim, we're going to get to this career fair in the next segment, but we've got a few minutes left in this one. I remember several years ago, you came on the show, and at the request of the Adjutant General, you put together a group and you went over and visited with a large group of deployed soldiers.
We did.
And we had reports that a huge number of them were going to come back to no jobs. It was like 30% or more than that.
Yeah.
That was quite an event, wasn't it?
It was, in fact. General Nash at the time asked Deed to do a survey of the soldiers that were deployed at that time. There were about 2,700 Minnesota soldiers there. And the results of the survey indicated about a 21% unemployment rate. 21% of those folks were coming back with no job to go to in an economy that was still very tight. So we sent a team over, General Nash sent a team over, and we worked on things like resumes and interviewing skills and job search strategy. And ultimately, we were there in February, first part of March. By September, they came back in May. By September, that unemployment rate was down to about 2%.
Where so the overall unemployment rate in the state was pretty high at that
was,
time.
Was still high, yeah, yeah. But it was just a great example of how a very concentrated effort can yield the results that it did.
So you get proactive and you get out there and help them and show them how to do things. And one of the other issues I remember that we've talked about on and off for the years is the fact that our military get out of the service, they've learned some very specific job skills, and they don't really know how to describe those in civilian terms, so the civilian employers can determine, you were a tanker? What does that mean to me?
What do they do?
Yeah, what do they do?
No, great question, Tom. In fact, if you go to Career One Stop, is one of the websites, they have a skills translator, so does military.com. And so for employers that are struggling with kind of translating those military resumes that they get, that's a good resource. As folks that are working with veterans try to get them ready for the job search, we're very specific with veterans. We tell them this is your job, not an employer's job. You need to get onto these sites. You need to not only be able to translate your resume, but you need to be able to talk about those skills in civilian terms that a civilian interview panel will understand. And that's the challenge.
And make sure those skills match the skills the employer is looking for, even though it's not combat, it's not the military,
it's
a manufacturing or distribution or whatever it might be, and show them that you've led people, you're a leader of men and women, and that you can get the job done even under the duress of being in combat.
In fact, when we get a second here, we can talk about 10 reasons to hire a vet. And it covers all of those things. You know, teamwork and leadership are kind of obvious ones, but there's a lot of things about veterans and the soft skills that they develop in the military that businesses are very anxious to hire.
And Jim, we're going to talk about those when we come back. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about those skills that veterans possess that make them good employees, and we'll talk about the upcoming career fair. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. In that department, their specific role relates to employment assistance, training referrals, and the process involved with training for and finding a suitable career for Minnesota's veterans. And Jim, I don't know what better job a guy could have than spend some decades helping veterans readjust to civilian life and get to work.
There is no better gig anyplace. I feel very blessed. I've got the best team in the world. They're all very passionate about this. They prefer to do nothing else. And I think that brings a very, they're all worth more money than I can pay them. I can tell you that. But I believe that brings a very specific honor and distinction to people that do this kind of work.
And Jim, before we went to break, we were talking about the 10 reasons an employer should hire a vet. Do you want to go over some of that?
I do. Teamwork and leadership are again, things that we think of naturally when we think about veterans. But diversity and inclusion in action. Veterans have learned to work side by side with everybody in the world. The U.S. military is the most diverse workforce in the world. Efficient performance under pressure. Sometimes it's dangerous situations. Sometimes it's just limited resources. But veterans get the job done, bottom line. In addition to that, integrity, veterans know what it means to do an honest day's work. They're conscious of health and safety standards. Anybody that's operating a business where that is important, they may be subject to OSHA regulations and the rest of it. Veterans are trained to keep themselves safe and people around them from the day they get off the bus at boot camp.
And they understand rules and discipline, don't they?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And triumph over adversity. They're used to working hard toward a goal. They never lose sight of that goal. And for a business, that's significant.
So if you can provide some good leadership and explain what the job is and what you want to get done, pretty easy for a veteran to come in and put in a good day's work when nobody's shooting at you.
Absolutely.
And you've been able to do that for decades over at the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Yes.
Jim, we've got a career fair coming up. When is it and where is it?
So, and actually, this is important. This is our 11th year we've been doing this. And for the first 10 years, we're at Earl Brown Center up in Brooklyn Park. Now, they're doing some remodeling up there. So we are going to be at the Doubletree by Hilton in Bloomington. And that's the former Radisson South at 494 and Normandale Boulevard there. And it's going to be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be on July 11th. We're going to have about 180 employers there this year, great employers that want to hire veterans all in one place.
So once again, that's going to be the Doubletree Hilton in Bloomington, the old Radisson South, July 11th from 10 to 3. And you're looking for veterans to come out, not just veterans that are unemployed, but veterans that might be holding down one or two part-time jobs that would like to get a full-time position with the benefits that usually come with it from these great employers.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we've had this career fair filled with employers for over 3 weeks. There's a huge response from the employer community for this specific career fair because they can get in front of hundreds of veterans at the same time. The high side for vets, of course, is they're going to be able to get in front of almost 200 businesses all in the same place. So we recommend that veterans take a look at our website. All of the participating employers are there, along with the kinds of jobs that they're hiring for. So we suggest to vets, do a little homework. Identify the companies that you most want to work for based on the kinds of jobs they have in your skill set, and hit those first. Identify six or seven. And once you've talked to them, left resumes, bring resumes with you, then you can look at other businesses and other employers that are there, but come with a plan.
And your website?
Our website is mn.gov/deed, DEED/veterans. So it's mn.gov/deed/veterans. And all the information is there to include some of the things that we're going to be doing there. We're going to have resume reviews. We've got HR professionals from a lot of large companies, mostly yellow ribbon companies around the Twin Cities, that are going to come in and review resumes for veterans. And then for the second year, we're also going to have a group of photographers, professional photographers, come in to take LinkedIn photos.
We're speaking with Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Jim, I want to start over on this. It's a Veterans Career Fair. It's on July 11th at the Doubletree Hilton in Bloomington, the old Radisson South, from 10 to 3. Now, if I'm a veteran that's unemployed or a veteran that's just got a couple of part-time jobs, what can I expect? You said bring resumes, and you've got resources to help them update their resumes.
Yep.
But what can I expect from 10 to 3 that day? What can I expect to experience?
Dress for an interview. There are many employers who will conduct mini interviews right there on the spot with you. We also have space at the hotel where employers can conduct interviews, too, if they want to get into a lengthy interview. So come dress for an interview. Come ready to talk about your skill sets. If you're a veteran and you're still having some challenge connecting those military skills to civilian skills, get on Career One Stop or military.com and look at those skills translators. And then again, the biggest thing here is you're meeting people for the first time. So practice your introduction. You can't just walk up to an employer's booth and stand there. So you've got to have, for lack of a better term, kind of an opening line that will interest an employer. In the workforce centers, we do a workshop on what they refer to as elevator speeches.
So you want to be prepared to say, I'm looking for a career position with a great company.
Exactly.
And I'm ready to work hard.
And I'm an accountant, or I'm a sales manager, or I'm a mechanic, whatever it might be. You want to be specific. And that's why you want to get on that site and look at the specific kind of jobs those employers have.
So, Jim, let's get basic here. What's appropriate dress? Is it business casual? Is it a sports coat and a tie? Is it a suit?
You know, it depends on the job that you're going for. Our common advice is dress the way that the best dressed person in that occupation dresses. So, in other words, if you're in an office that's a little more casual, you'll have people in blue jeans, you'll have people in Dockers. Wear the Dockers. Wear a collared shirt.
Maybe throw on a sports coat.
Absolutely. Every year I run into vets that are in shorts and a tank top and flip-flops.
So shave it up, wash it up, clean it up.
That's it.
Put on some
Make
Sunday go-to-meeting clothes and
that's it.
Be ready with your resume and be ready to tell them why you'd be a good employee.
Exactly. This is first impression time, so you want to send a good first impression.
And as we've said before, you've got some materials available on your website. Why don't you give your website again so they can go there and see the list of employers and take a look at that?
Sure. So the website, again, is mn.gov/DEED/veterans. And again, besides career fair information, there's a lot of information there about services that the Veterans Employment Program can provide. And then generally a lot of information about DEED and what we're working on in the community, et cetera.
July 11th, 10 to 3 at the Doublewood Hilton in Bloomington, which was the old Radisson South for people of our vintage, Jim.
That's right.
Now, some of the companies that there, can you tell us some representative companies?
Yeah, in fact, Cargill will be with us once again. McGough Construction, Mediacom Communications Corporation, Prudential Insurance, United Technologies, API Group, EJ Ajax, Land O'Lakes, Medtronic. So we've got a really nice mix of large companies and small companies. They all have active job openings right now. So there's not going to be a bunch of employers there that just want to wave the flag that they support veterans. They're actually looking to hire, and they're looking to hire veterans. So in the military, they call this a high-value target.
And I heard a bunch of companies in there that we were reading off that are yellow ribbon companies,
yes,
which means they are dedicated to helping our veterans and their veterans' families. And part of what that process is they commit to hiring veterans.
Right, right. A significant commitment. And also to support veterans that work there.
So if you're out there and you're listening and you don't have a good full-time permanent job, or you're unemployed, or you got a couple of part-time jobs, get cleaned up, get dressed up in your Sunday, go to meet and duds. And on July 11th, go to the Doublewood Hilton in Bloomington from 10 to 3. Bring a resume and be ready to find your career.
The job market is great right now.
Now, Jim, you're going to be out there all day. We just got about a minute left. Why don't you tell us how many veterans do you usually get at these things?
You know, you just mentioned the group that came back from Kuwait. So that was 2012. We had about 1,500 veterans up there. With the unemployment rate as low as it is right now, we have seen a decline in the veterans that come through, but still, we're going to see 700 to 800 veterans up there. And for companies who are serious about recruiting veterans, again, that's a great spot to get in front of a lot of veterans.
So for our veteran listeners out there, if you're unemployed, underemployed, or employed in a position that you just can't live on those wages and you want to find a career position, this is your opportunity.
Absolutely. They are chomping at the bit. Employers are chomping at the bit. Every day I get calls in my office from Minnesota businesses that want to hire veterans.
Jim, I hope you have a great turnout, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And our veterans, once again, July 11th at the Doublewood Hilton in Bloomington from 10 to 3. If you're looking for a good position, get out there and say hello to Jim when you're out there. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Staff Sergeant Daniel Sebo, Sergeant Major Darren Mione, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, Jim Finley, Commissioner Larry Shelleto of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we learn how veterans and veteran-owned businesses are working together and how you can help. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.